Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For a country with just over 300,000 people, Iceland sure has turned out a lot of musicians. The orchestral rock of Sigur Rós, the famously quirky singer Björk, both examples. In fact, you're hearing Björk in the background, only here she's singing backup for the Icelandic songwriter Olaf Arnalds. Olaf has two well-received albums and an EP of covers of American songs, and today Olaf Arnalds is in our studio with some new songs, or in this case, a new version of an older tune. It's called Return Again. Olaf Arnalds live on Soundcheck.
Break of dawn, I feel as if my body has returned. Time for heading home, together still alone. Motionless, I memorize the beautiful burning sense of your presence in the room. Some well said, but other things are better kept inside. No one knows each other, feelings of another. Oh, I've tried to temper it, but still this light keeps growing in my heart, this devoted light. Voice cuts through the ring.
Called Return Again, a live performance of a song by the Icelandic singer and songwriter Olaf Arnalds, with Skúli Sverrisson playing the bass here in the Soundcheck studio. Olaf, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's Return Again. You've originally recorded that in Icelandic.
Yes, that's true.
New version in English. You've sung in both languages. How do you decide when a song wants to be in one language or the other?
Well, it's, I guess that maybe they tell me. or I decide, you know. I think, you know, they just sort of come to me in either language. But, and this, for the this new record that I've just recorded with Skúli for the, you know, the next big release. The songs are all in English, but this is the only song that's been translated. But the rest are all, like, originally written in English.
So did you grow up, like many Icelandic people do, listening to English language songs, pop songs and folk songs and things like that?
My mother was born and raised in England, and so my mother's side of the family is English-speaking.
Mm-hmm. But Icelandic?
Yeah, Icelandic, but they moved to London.
Right. So let me ask you something. Your last name, Arnolds, doesn't look like an Icelandic name. I mean, shouldn't it end in daughter? Like Björk, for example. Gudmundsdóttir is her last name. Skúli's last name, Sverrisson. They always have son or daughter at the end.
Yes, I had my great-grandfather, he was sort of a flamboyant character, head of county, and he wanted to be modern, you know, like the Danish. And
modern like the Danish.
Yes, exactly. That's the deal, you know.
That's what they aspire to.
Yeah.
Be modern like the Danes.
Yes, he wanted to be modern like the Danes, and so he took a family name. And
now, isn't there... Did he have to get, like, a legal permission to do that? I thought there was a law that you had to have the your father's name.
I think he just was a very powerful man.
Okay. So the songs that you're doing, you and Skúli, for us here today, these will be on the next record.
Yeah.
And most of them, as you say, are new. The one you just performed for us, a translation, a rewrite, I guess, of an earlier song. What about this next one, Call It What You Want? This is a brand new song?
Yeah, it's a new song also for the record.
Uh-huh. And so it was written to be sung in English.
And also, like, when, you know, I've written I usually write the lyrics out, but then I enjoy a lot of help from Skúli. He also helps me, like, edit the lyrics a bit, you know, to make them a bit smoother.
Right. Well, Skúli, you've been living and working here in the States for a long time, so you can tell her when things are idiomatic.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Skúli Sverrisson, you might know from his work with Laurie Anderson, for whom he's acted as music director on a number of tours, and Lou Reed and others. Now he's accompanying Olaf Arnolds, and she's got the guitar almost all tuned up. She is performing tonight, by the way, at Rockwood Music Hall here in New York at 7:30, and performing some new songs for us here in the studio today. This one is called Call It What You Want. Once again, that is Olaf Arnalds, the Icelandic singer and guitarist and songwriter. That's a new song called Call It What You Want, which she just performed live with Skúli Sverrisson playing the bass here in the Soundcheck studio. They're playing tonight at the Rockwood Music Hall in New York at 7:30. And I should just clarify for folks who are fans of Icelandic music that you, Olaf, are not Ólafur Arnalds. That's your cousin.
Yeah, I hope so, yes.
he does a very different sort of music, more instrumental, cinematic kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do people confuse the two of you because your names are so similar?
Well, yeah, they confuse us because of the names, but yeah, not as because of the music.
Right. Very different music. Yeah. Very different people. Olaf Arnalds here with me on Soundcheck today. Skúli Sverrisson as well. And Skúli, I mentioned before, you have been based here in the States for a long time. So do you get a chance to keep up with what's happening back home in Iceland?
I go to Iceland quite a bit, and mm-hmm. I've been working with Olaf for about 10 years now. Right? Mm-hmm.
So is it it's kind of a long-distance collaboration working on this new record?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Iceland, and both in my music and her music, mm-hmm. and so... Now, you know, it's not that far away, you know.
Right.
Iceland, it's like going to Los Angeles.
Not quite like going to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it's like four and a half. Same distance.
But it's a world away. I mean, it's a very different place from New York or L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a country with a population the size of Pittsburgh. How is it that 300,000 people, you have so many musicians, so many, you know, out of proportion to the population?
Well, I think there's a lot of support, you know, in terms of, I mean...
In education? In
schools. Education and just parents allowing their kids to form a band and play really loud music all night.
Now, the two of you co-wrote this next song, right?
No, it's a composition of Skúli's, but the lyric is by me.
Right. So Skúli's music, all of your words.
Yes.
And will this be on the new record as well?
No, it's been released once with as a B-side. But it's not intended for this record.
The song is called Instance, and let's hear another live performance. Olaf Arnalds and Skúli Sverrisson live on Soundcheck. live performance of the song Instance, music by Skúli Sverrisson, who played the bass, lyrics by Olaf Arnolds, who sang and played the electric guitar here in the Soundcheck studio. Olaf, your last recording was an EP of covers, mostly of American songs. Bruce
yes.
Springsteen, Neil Young, Neil Diamond, etc. How did you make those decisions, those choices?
Actually, I think most of the songs just came as requests from people, because I learned guitar by playing guitar in parties,
mm-hmm.
you know, people singing, and I would just play along. And so, yeah, most of the songs are just like some request from a friend, or, you know, it's not necessarily that I've been very specifically choosing the songs.
Mm.
It's more sort of an organic thing. But then
they
because
chose
I was,
you.
Yeah, well, I was also because I was touring a lot and I was playing them in so many concerts, and I thought it would be a sad thing because, you know, for the next cycle, album cycle, maybe I want to have other covers or no covers, and I just wanted to have a documentation of it.
So that's that EP, which came out last year, is called Olaf Sings. And then there's a new record coming out of some of the songs that we've been hearing today.
Yeah.
And when will that be?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Well.
But we have recorded it. Skúli produced it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Yeah.
We'll
the name's
forward.
There. Sudden Elevation.
Sudden Elevation will
it's
be the name
be
of
the
it.
Name of it.
Coming soon.
Yeah, stay tuned.
In the meantime, in the background, Olaf Arnold's version of Solitary Man, early Neil Diamond hit. Olaf, Skúli, thank you very much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
A girl that will stay and won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am, a solitary man. Solitary man. I've had it to hear being where love's a small word, a part-time thing, a paper ring. I know it's been done having one girl who loved me, right or wrong.
Olaf Arnolds from Iceland, singing Neil Diamond's Solitary Man from her EP of covers. She's worked with the singer Björk and the band Sigur Rós. And speaking of Sigur Rós, the Icelandic band is set to release a new album called Valtari at the end of this month. But if you want an extra early sneak peek, visit the Soundcheck page this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you'll be able to hear a live stream of the whole record, Valtari. The album will be played in its entirety once and only once, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, this new Sigur Rós record, little bit of it in the background, on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. And that's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, as summer concert season approaches, we want to know, are concerts just for listening or for dancing, too? We get a Soundcheck Smackdown on dancing at concerts. Plus a live performance from a Brooklyn band known for getting people up and dancing, Chicha Libre, plays for us tomorrow. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop, with help today from Marlon Bishop. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Amy Pearl. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.